The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon to the present truth. This is Rick Rodriguez. Where do I begin? Well, I guess I had better begin here. You know, last week, Vladimir Putin, he made a comment. No one can sit out the coming storm. America and European nations, NATO nations, decided to sow to the wind. They have reaped the whirlwind. They decided to blow up the pipeline, Nord Stream 1 and 2, to attack a vital bridge, infrastructure of Russia. You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. In the Proverbs, if you grab someone by the nose and squeeze, you're going to draw blood. Well, this is what's happened. Just in the last day, there were these massive attacks by Russia in the Ukraine. There have been attacks for the last, from the time that they attacked that bridge a day later, Russia has gone in to Ukraine and has been taking out the grid, the power grid. And the Ukrainian, there's a company, DTEC, they're the ones that pretty much take care of, like we have XL Energy here in Colorado and REA. Well, they have, you know, the wind, tornadoes, whatever, damage to these grids. Well, they in their storehouses or in their garages, they keep what they need to repair things. Well, this DTEC, they said, unfortunately, we've already used up the stock of equipment we had in warehouses. After the first two waves of enemy, of course, of Russian attacks, they've been taking, that have been taking place since the 10th of October. You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. There are rolling blackouts. They don't have the equipment to repair the damage. The just in the last strikes, there's blackouts in Kiev. This is kind of the center of the Azov Nazi military. Well, they have been trying to buy some replacement parts, but they're going to pay top dollar, hundreds of millions of dollars, just to get the parts they're going to need to have power to the homes. Russia, Vladimir Putin, told them, no one can sit out the coming storm. This is just to begin with. Then, also, the Russian armed forces in the last week, just in the last week alone, they have the war effort has killed 2,500 Ukrainian servicemen. And not just Ukrainians, but foreign mercenaries. These top dollar mercenaries, they get paid big money, big, big money. Many of them from all over the world, America, you know, they've been trained in Afghanistan, those from the U.S., and many of these military special forces, they're CIA. They have lost their lives also. And also, the Russians have obliterated to scrap metal tens of millions of dollars worth of colonial weapons. U.S., British, German, everyone that has been sending military equipment to support the Nazis in Ukraine, to support America's unipolar control network of the world, including the network includes most European nations, France, Macron, Emmanuel, God with us, Macron. The Germans are really having a conflict. The Germans, the Germans, their economy is the strongest economy has been in Europe. They're having a very difficult time supporting the unipolar objectives led by the United States of America. The European nations were sitting, just in the last half a year, were sitting in a great situation. They had plenty of energy. They were working with the Russians. Their economies were being strengthened. And everything was copacetic. Things were great. Not great now. The Americans know what they're doing. They want to bring in an international storm of death and misery. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts help you?
We should mind our own business. But that's hard when your objectives are world hegemony. Ownership of the world, ownership of the nations that do not belong to you. Now, again, this company, it's a private company, DTEC, they don't have the equipment to fix that grid. And they're not going to ever get that. These grids aren't going to be fixed for the most part. A year from now, I doubt they're going to be, to some degree, let's say of the 100% of the damage, you might have 30-40% of the damage, but there's going to be continued conflict over there for a while longer. And again, this is just in the last week, we have 2,500 Ukrainian servicemen are now dead, and that doesn't include what happened the prior week prior to that, where half that many, at least, were also lost their lives in combat. Then, you know, when this Nord Stream, the pipelines were destroyed, damaged, Putin was able, they were able to get down there to look at the damage to these pipelines undersea. Now, you know, you would think, well, they just go and pop a hole, like cutting it, or just something to rupture, cause it to rupture. No. Whatever it was, the blast tore off 40 meters. I don't know how big 40 meters is, but it separated the lines by 250 meters. I don't know. I can't right now figure out how to feet to meters or yards. But this was big. It was massive. It was like maybe taking out a line from, I don't know, 250 meters. What would that be? Maybe a football field? I don't know. So in other words, the blast was that huge. And Vladimir Putin, they have evidence. It was an act of terrorism. This was a premeditated act of terrorism. And then there's a guy by the name of Kim.com, brilliant, brilliant German. He's German, mostly German, I think, Finnish too. You know, one thing I love, these great German people. The German people, the ones that are not Nazis, the ones that are not wicked, the ones that are not evil, these Germans are great, great people. Through my lifetime, I have spent time with the finest German people, the most brilliant, kind, the greatest German people. Thankfully, I haven't met the wicked. I've met a couple of wicked. I met one guy that was very, very wicked. I believe he was German, big 6-foot-1 guy. And Aleister Crowley, who started the Church of Satan. And no, not Aleister Crowley. Here in 1966, I forgot his name. He started the Church of Satan in San Francisco. He wrote the Satanic Bible. I'll have to think of his name. It wasn't Aleister Crowley. But the gentleman that was, or the individual that was going to replace him, was 6-foot-1 German. And he was going to be the top Satanist to run that satanic group. So I've met a few very, very wicked, wicked German people. Wicked. These kind, the Bible says that the wicked, their names are going to be forgotten. But then the good Germans like Kim.com, he said this. This guy's brilliant. How do the Russians know that the UK blew up Nord Stream pipelines? In partnership with the United States. You see, the English and the Americans, the English are the mother, according to Jeremiah. Britain is the mother of America. So you have a duo. You have a mother and a daughter team working together. Both are very evil, according to the Bible. Both are very, very evil. But the daughter, the evil of the daughter, the wickedness of the daughter, America, is even greater than the mother, in spite of how Britain has ruled basically the world for like 200 years. Not ruled, but has had a great influence. America's more wicked, more evil, diabolical than even the mother could be. And the mother into the future is going to exist. But the mother, England, is going to be a weak little nation, according to the Bible. A weak little, and there'll be no more Prince Charles. There won't be any more Parliament. I'm wondering of Charles's children, I wonder which of the children is going to be able to eventually live through the coming Armageddon into the future. I don't know. But America will not within a decade, America as a nation, this evil woman, this daughter of an evil woman, is going to be completely destroyed. So anyhow, the Nord Stream pipeline partnership, British and U.S., and also they had to have help from some of the other European nations. He says here, Liz Truss, here's what they intercepted. The Russians intercepted a communication on her phone. I think this is why she was let go, ousted. Liz Truss used her phone to send a message to Secretary Blinken, and she said, "It's done." A minute after the pipeline blew up, and before anyone else knew about it, Liz Truss, this hateful old witch, in my opinion, she's a Luciferian, absolutely, I mean without a question, a Luciferian. I believe she was put in that seat by the Queen Mother, Luciferian, another reptile, in my opinion, my research, my observation. I can't get away from the fact that, you know, if there's a smell and odor in the room, something has died. So anyhow, I think Liz Truss was put in that position as a prime minister by the Queen Mother. But then she made a mistake. She sent a message to Blinken. It is done. 1 minute after the pipeline blew up, all the truth must come out. The truth must come out. Her phone was hacked. Who hacked it? If the Russians hacked it, of course they probably did. I would have to say they did. And, you know, for the sake of the world knowing the truth, whoever it was, Christ said that everything that is done in secret is going to be revealed. The Bible, everything that Christ spoke as God, he was God. And he did say that if you see the Father in heaven, if you see me, you see the Father in heaven. Because he was the Father. I can't get into that right now. But anyhow, here's what Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said. Quote, "To be honest, I don't care who got the information and how. I'm interested in London's answer to the following question. Did Prime Minister Liz Truss of Britain send a message to U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken immediately after the Nord Stream gas pipeline was blown up with the words, 'It's done'? Millions of people around the world have the right to know what happened to the world energy security and whether the U.S. and U.K. had a role in the attack." Yes, they did. Nothing happens without the United States knowing, without the U.S.'s and England's their intelligence agencies. Nothing happens. China knew. I know China knew about it. But Xi Jinping, he doesn't want to get egg on his face. Other nations, They don't want to get egg on their face. And right now, all of the nations of the world, every single government, prime minister, president, whoever, internationally, whoever's in office, they're trying to take care of their, in every nation, they're trying to take care of their economy, they're trying to take care of, you know, the nation and rule. But they're all watching what's happening and how the United States of America and England are working together. And all the nations, these leaders of the nations, they are very well aware of the fact that the United States and England have planned world hegemony together, but eventually even America, the wicked daughter, is going to strip the power from the evil mother. You watch. It won't be the evil mother that controls this new one world government. Nope, nope. It will be empire. And even England knows that, yes, even though they're working together, England knows who's got the biggest stick. England knows who's got the power. And you have two secret societies, Pilgrim Society England or London, Pilgrim Society New York. Even the secret societies knows which of the two covens is the most powerful. Yes, the coven in London is very powerful. To some degree, they still control the economies of the world to some degree. But you have to remember, there was a shift between the ruling power structure of the Rothschilds, and it switched to the Rockefellers. As wicked and evil as the Rothschilds were, Rockefeller was even more wicked. He was even more powerful. And his lineage on down the line have proven to the world how powerful Rockefeller was, because he had in his control the greatest political empire ever in the history of the world, Washington, D.C., senators, congressmen, presidents, and also the greatest economy in the world in spite of the power that the Rothschilds had, and the greatest military, and the greatest technology of any nation in the world. We have just made the decision to cut off technology to China. This hurts China immensely. It hurts Xi Jinping and what his intentions are. Without the technology, without computer chips, without all these things that we have developed that are 20, 30 years out and they know about, but they don't know how to acquire what we already have in our hands via DARPA, the Defense Department, the as far as the military, they don't have what we have. China, can they control weather? Yes, they can. Like America? No, they can't. Do they have the satellite technology that we have? No. Do they have the number of satellites that we have floating overhead? No. China knows, even though they have the most people, even though their economy, the tentacles of their economy, their control economically stretches over the world, they know they have no recourse but to, well, they don't have the power that the United States has. And they know they have no backup plan for that. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360. America has put a spell on the world, and actually it is in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 47, there would be a nation that would be so powerful in the occult, in the underworld, that it would mesmerize the whole world at the end of the world. It would put a spell on the world, because this nation at the end of the world, it would be conceived in witchcraft, but it will be forced to allow Christianity to ride alongside it. The two would have to unpleasantly move from the beginning of the nation coming into existence. These two, the occult world and the reality of Almighty God through His Son Jesus Christ, would have to move side by side through time. And it would be the Christian people and the bringing the blessing of God upon the nation that would help protect the nation from the wicked. Remember, when the Mayflower came over, yes, there were the pilgrims, there were the religious people, but also there were the other Luciferians on board even back then. They came over on the same ship, each with a different objective, a different purpose. One, the Christian people, to let the people of the world have hope and to be free. The Luciferians, to bring misery and to control the world. America was conceived in witchcraft and in the knowledge and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. and the Yeshua, the King of Israel. And together, through the years, they've been traveling side by side, fighting back and forth to see who is going to eventually control this nation. Well, according to Isaiah 47, eventually, the witchcraft would become very powerful and make this nation an empire, and this empire would be responsible for the suffering and death of billions of people through time and at the end of the world. Then she will be destroyed. But at the end it says that the Luciferians, it's right there in Isaiah 47, their witchcraft and their spells, their incantations will have no power. They will not be able to save the nation so that they can go into the future controlling the world. They'll have no power. Their spells will be ineffective. Their witchcraft will be ineffective. They won't, the children of the devil, the Luciferians that are so powerful in the occult, won't have power to save the nation that they have desperately spent their time investing in all the evil. They won't be able to save the nation. They will not be able to save themselves. So it is coming to an end for these people. But in the meantime, America, the wicked daughter of the West, must and will get more powerful. And out of this land of the wicked daughter, I hate to tell you the truth. I hate to, but I have to. This is the land of the coming Antichrist. And the Christian ministers of the land, they don't see it. They don't believe it. And they won't tell you. But I have to tell you. This way, you can prepare for what's coming. You need to prepare two ways. To protect yourself physically. To make the best decisions for your future, for your present, your immediate future. The best decisions on everything that you do. You don't want to go into debt. You don't want to struggle with debt. You want to get out of debt. You don't want to, dreams that you may have. Your dreams will deceive you. Satan will be a part of the dreams that you hope for the future, building your little empires, having that big home, having the big bank account, believing that it can't be touched. No, you have to be careful, because in war, nothing is sacred. Not to the people that, like the jackbooted thugs that walked down the cobblestone streets in Germany, nothing was sacred. Not your life, not your possessions, even the teeth in your mouth were not sacred. And secondly, and even more importantly, you must prepare spiritually for what is coming. It's going to take the Spirit of God to give you the power and the strength in your mind, in your emotion, in your will to endure what's coming, to not faint, to not cavitate, to not collapse, to stay strong, to engage in each of our worlds. There's something that we individually have to engage in for the good of yourselves, safety of yourselves, and the good of mankind. You have to engage. And spiritually, you're going to need help. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit of God. You need Christ Himself and the goodness of His Father in your future. This is, I'm telling you the truth. In the book of Revelation, whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, you need to read that book, because God will speak to you out of that book. He presents everything to you. Everything that will happen in the last 10 years is in that book. All the wickedness that you see going on, the coming war that Russia is going to fight in the Middle East, that is not in the book of Revelation, but it is in the book of Isaiah, of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. America's in the book of Revelation. The Queen Mother, England, is in the book of Revelation. Most of the European nations are in the book of Revelation. The coming Antichrist and the false prophet. The two individuals that stay with me all the time that I see every day, Barack Obama and Bill Gates. Time is going to tell. But you have a Antichrist, a beast, and you have a false prophet that does everything for him, like the servant. Is it Bill Gates? Is he very, very powerful? Barack Obama, is he going to come back to power? These are things that you need to consider. You won't consider them if you don't have it in your thought. I present it so it's in your thinking. This way we can see, could it possibly be we're that far along in time? We'll be back in a few minutes. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com podcast section. Present Truth.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo Knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
At Off-Road Automotive, they offer a wide range of used automobiles for all your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit? No problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, right off Highway 85, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Definitely there's a killer on the road. Everywhere in the world there are these Luciferians, and their objective is to, as sacrifice to Satan, to kill as many individuals, these useless eaters, as they would call it, the poor, the needy, off the earth. That's all they can do. That is what they do. Just like their father, the devil. Misery, hardship, pain. Now, before I continue, I want to jump to the coup in Brazil that took place yesterday. Now, this president who was just ousted, Bolsonaro, he didn't lose to this Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He didn't lose to him. This was the latest New World Luciferian project to move Bolsonaro out. He's standing in the way of the globalists. Who helped remove him and put in this Luiz Lula da Silva? The company men, the American CIA. It was a CIA operation. The Luciferian rulers of the world, the rich men of the world, they cannot allow the BRICS trading system to advance. They can't. It is getting too much momentum. Other nations are joining the BRICS network. They can't allow this. Remove Bolsonaro, put in Luiz or Lula da Silva, put him in, and their plan for South America can go forward. The America, it doesn't just want Brazil, it wants all of South America. And they can't allow this system, the BRICS system, to advance because they're breaking away from the petrodollar system. And it's going to interfere with this unipolar control network of the United States and the nations that are being directed treacherously. And the European nations, they have the sword to their neck, to their throat. They may not, and they did not 6 months ago, they really were doing well. They didn't want what the conflict that there is today because it's destroying their nations. Of course, you know, these leaders, the new prime minister of England, these people, they believe that they're going to be untouchable. They're positioned by Pilgrim Society. They're not untouchable. Bolsonaro, he's hiding, having to use his army to protect him from assassination, because he's a big threat to them, just like Donald Trump was a threat to the Pilgrim Society here in the United States of America. Many believe that Donald Trump is part of that system. I contend he has never been part of that system. He was part of that system. He went into that system, allowed into that system in New York City, right there, the heart of the Pilgrim Society. He knew who Pilgrim Society was from the time he was a young man. His father, his sister, one of his sisters, I think, is leftist, doesn't care for him. But no, he was not part of that system. He was trained by God in that system so he could be in power 4 years. He's still the legal president, but he's just not in the White House. Now, Bolsonaro, he still is the rightful president of Brazil, but he's been removed, just like Donald Trump. He's the president legally. This was a thrown election once again, but he is still the president of Brazil. So again, you know, this multipolar network of nations, which was put together by Vladimir Putin, this multipolar network, the objective is so they can trade freely without interference. They can be free from economic sanctions imposed on them by empire and by the Western globalists, by those that have basically controlled the world for 200 years, and then the control switched over after World War II to the United States. And so this BRICS partnership, you know, of the group, there's one of the group, like America, in its world hegemonic ambitions, there is one nation there in the BRICS network, China, that is also they don't want unipolar. They don't want to work with other nations. They want to control the world. They solely will be the sole nation that governs every nation, every ocean, the atmosphere, the outer space, which we, right now, America, we control. Russia doesn't have objectives for world hegemony, nor India, Brazil, the other members of the BRICS network. No, they don't have these ambitions. China does. And Russia is, you know, is being forced to defend its border and is eventually going to be forced to change the strategy. The strategy right now is just to keep the U.S. from putting nuclear weapons along her borders. But very soon, there's going to be war in the Middle East. War in the Middle East is coming. It's very close. These Islamic terrorists, they're planning to attack Israel. This is in the works right now. You don't have to believe me. It's in the Bible. They're planning to attack Israel. That is going to happen very shortly. And I'll continue with that thought in a little bit. 1360khnc.com for the present truth.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, Bob Cambron here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So as I was, my thought was when we went to break is right now the nations surrounding Israel, there is communication amongst these terrorist groups. The Islamic terrorist groups, they are planning an attack on Israel. They are planning to really make an all-out effort this time to take Israel out of the scene. They're not going to be successful, but they are going to attempt it. And in the attempt, Israel is going to take out the heart and the nerve center of this group, and it will be in Damascus. It's going to cut the supply line from Iran to Damascus to Lebanon into the Jordan, the Gaza Strip, West Bank, and I think to some degree Western Saudi Arabia. It's going to be an all-out attack from every direction. But Israel's ready for it. They're going to take these terrorists out once and for all. They're going to destroy that network. And Israel and the nations of the world are going to get very upset. Israel is going to occupy Gaza, and these terrorist nations are not going to be allowed to exist in the Gaza Strip any longer, or even in the present-day Jordan. They will be completely taken out of the way. Right after that happens, Russia is going to change a strategy. Russia is going to be forced to go a new direction, south, not west. Russia's objective will be to maybe keep things in check there in Ukraine, in that area, to keep things stable. But eventually, Russia is going to, with a group of other nations that Vladimir Putin has been, diplomatic ties have been in part of his strategy, these nations are going to come with him. They're going to come south. And right now, Vladimir Putin, 1.2 million ex-servicemen, I think, they're being presently going to be brought back into the picture. It's going to give China time to build her army of who knows how many hundreds of millions. It's going to give China some time, but Putin is going to build his army for the coming conflict, and they're going to be ready. So, and you know, with we in the audience, as I present this to you, this gives you time to begin to think about the wisdom that you're going to have for the future. You're going to need wisdom presently to make the right decisions. It's important. And the thing is, with these decisions you're going to have to make, you're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit. You're going to need the help of God Almighty. If you make these decisions just naturally, well, hopefully you'll be successful. But if you are a person of prayer and you look to the Lord to help you and you need the Lord to help you, He will help give you wisdom. Well, for today, that ends this program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, and the podcast are on 1360KHNC.com. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Have a great evening, and I hope you enjoyed the baseball game, I think, tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.